the CEO of the company was relieved on the spot by Colonel Strayer. That exposed D Company's right flank, so it fell back too. That left Easy all alone, isolated, its right flank up against the track, its left flank in the air. Easy stood to its guns. Gordon set his machine gun up on a gate at the opening of the hedgerow into the field. He had lost the tripod on D-Day and blasted away. A mortar round dropped 10 meters in front of him. Gordon went down with shrapnel in his shoulder and leg. The same mortar wounded Ron Stroll. Still, they stayed in the line, continuing to fire. Winters, Compton, Welsh, and the other officers were running up and down the line, encouraging the men, straightening things out, making sure everything was done that could be done to stop the Germans. A German tank started to break through the hedgerow on Easy's left flank, exactly where F Company should have been. Welsh told Private John McGrath to bring his bazooka and come on. They raced out into the open field, crouched down, armed the bazooka, and Welsh told McGrath to fire. The shot hit the turret but bounced off. The German tank turned its 88mm cannon toward Welsh and McGrath and fired. The shell zoomed over their heads, missing by a few feet. The tank gunner could not depress his cannon sufficiently because the tank driver was climbing the hedgerow in an effort to break through. Welsh started reloading the bazooka. McGrath was saying over and over, "Lieutenant, you're going to get me killed! You're going to get me killed!" But he held his place, took careful aim at the tank, which was at the apex of its climb, cannon pointing skyward, the huge vehicle just about to tip forward as it broke through and fired. He hit exactly where he wanted, the unarmored belly of the tank, and it exploded in a great burst of flame and fire. That was the critical moment in the battle. German tank drivers lined up behind the one McGrath had hit, put their gear in reverse, and began to back off. Meanwhile, battalion headquarters had stopped the retreat of D&F companies, pulled them together, and pushed them forward about 150 meters, closing the gap somewhat on the left flank. Still, the Germans came on. They tried a flanking movement on the far north side of the railroad track. Winters got some mortar fire going, which stopped that attempt. Easy held its ground. The company had taken 10 casualties on June 12th in the attack on Carentin, and 9 more on June 13th in the defense of Carentin. Gordon dropped out of the line and found Winters. A piece of shrapnel had gone into the calf of his leg on one side and come out on the other.